What is good, G-Men Daily? And I'm back for the Washington preview. Told you guys I'd be releasing this. Of course, it's game day. I'm excited, just like everyone else. I'm also very nervous, just like everyone else. We all do not want to fall under 0-2. We do not want to be on the same ship we are on virtually every single year. We are tired of losing seasons here in New York, and we're ready to get it rolling. So let's start out with the obvious. What needs to be changed? What needs to be fixed? Right away, it's the defense. I think right away we have to talk about our defense. I think our defense has to step up. I think they have to prove they were like they have to prove again they were a top 10 defense like they were last year. Obviously, coming into the season, I thought they could break even to the top five. Doesn't look like it versus the Broncos. I mean, at all. Patrick Graham probably had his worst game as a coordinator as a New York Giants with the New York Giants. But overall, I'm not losing faith on defense. I'm really not. Like I said, I knew there was new additions to the defense. You know, you had a rookie pass rusher out there. And that's obviously no excuse, but it's something you do have to look at. You know, these guys have to get used to playing with each other, especially the cornerbacks. But look, Jabril Peppers, again, we talked about him a lot in the previous episode. He has to play better. I expect him to play a little more today. He's going to have to go against guys like Logan Thomas, who's a specimen, like I said before. He's a very underrated tight end. He's probably a top 10 tight end at this point now. Just because his ability he has, you know, he's a glue stick with the football. He could take hits. He likes to put his head down and truck people. Like, he's a really good tight end. He's a tight end you want. He can block very well. He's a really good blocker. So Jabril Peppers is going to have his hands filled tonight. So Blake. So will, unfortunately, Reggie Ragland, unless we stop playing him, which is my hope. I'm not trying to see Reggie Ragland on the field. And look, I'm not trying to sound cruel. He just, like I keep saying to you guys, he just doesn't fit this defense. I don't understand why he's on the field. O-line, obviously, for both sides, a little questionable. And I'll get back to a little bit of the defense, but I just want to touch on this. The O-line's a little questionable for both sides. And I do want to get to this because it just kind of came out. Matt Skura, former Duke center with Daniel Jones. I believe they only played 1 year. I believe it was Matt Skura's redshirt freshman year. Might have been Daniel Jones' sophomore year. But look, there's reports coming out today. Nick Gates might get moved to guard. Which is kind of unfortunate because we've worked him into that center role for months now, for over a year. I mean, he played there last year. So, look, he's been good. Like, that's obviously been his spot, his bread and butter. He loves it there. I mean, he's really good, but he's also said that, you know, he has no problem going to guard whatever the team needs him to do. But, you know, we all know at the end of the day, like, a guy would much rather be at the spot he's most comfortable in, and he looks most comfortable in the center position. And I think that's just because I think they're going to try to go out there tonight with, you know, maybe Billy Price at center, Nick Gates, left guard, or right guard. I mean, take out Will Hernandez. He's horrible. Take out Will Hernandez, put him Nick Gates in the right guard, left guard. You could have Shane LeMahieu's out. So you could have Bredesen there or, you know. Honestly, yeah, I would think that'd be the lineup. If they're going to move Nick Gates to guard, it would be Andrew Thomas, Bredesen, Billy Price, Nick Gates, and rotation of Pert and Solder. And look, I try to go over Pert's snaps from last game. I rewatched the game about three times at this point. But it's really hard to evaluate a guy that's only in for a couple snaps. It really is. I mean, I understand what Joe Judge is trying to do. He's trying to keep these guys fresh just in case there's injury. There's not really a loss of camaraderie there since they all have been playing together so much rotating-wise. I understand it's the Bill Belichick way. But sometimes when you don't have such a good team, you have to play your best players. I don't know. I would love Matt Pert out there for a whole game, you know, just see how he does. But I'm not obviously the coach, so I'm not making that decision. We're going to have to see a little more of Nate Solder and how he does. But back to the defense with Washington, their secondary is not as good as everyone thought it would be. I'm not going to say their defense is not as good as everyone thought, but their secondary is not as good as everyone thought they'd be. Outside William Jackson, Outside of Fuller, I can't really tell. You know, I know there's St. Juice there too. I mean, he's a young guy. I don't expect much from him. Like, they only have really two good corners, kind of like us. But I mean, I think Darnay Holmes is kind of a gem for us at that slot position, which I don't think they have, unless they put Fuller in that slot. I could see Fuller traveling with Shep, or I could see Fuller traveling with Shep most of the game. Then they'd probably leave William Jackson for Kenny Golladay, mixed up with Darius Slayton. I would expect a bigger role for Darius Slayton tonight because he's probably going to have a lot of St. Juiced on him. Shep is probably going to be guarded heavily today. You know, Daniel Jones is going to have to use his tight ends, and we're going to hopefully have to get the run game going. If we can't get our run game going, I can't see this being a win for the Giants. The run game is going to have to get going. Daniel Jones needs some help. We shouldn't be putting this all on Daniel Jones. We should not be. And, like, I understand it. If we want him to be our franchise quarterback, he has to win his games. Do not get me wrong. If you want to be a franchise quarterback, some games you have to win on your own. But, look, we need a team effort tonight. It's a really good defense, a really good defensive front. They're going to be getting after Daniel Jones. Obviously, their game plan is going to have to be to contain him in the pocket. They don't want him rolling out. So I can see them trying to always contain and collapse the pocket and surround Daniel Jones because they want that fumble. It's very obvious that's what they want. Every team that plays the Giants is going to want that fumble. They don't want him to make any plays with his legs. So that's what I can see. I can see them really trying to contain that pocket. So it's really going to have to come down our run game and O-line. Nick Gates, man, I'm still harped on this because Nick Gates moving a guard, I hope it works out. Trust me. Obviously, I hope it works out. But I just don't really feel good about Nick Gates getting moved out of his most comfortable position, especially because he's played it so consistently. But, hey, you know, that's obviously why we're not the coaches. We're going to have to see how this all works out. Moving on to Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas probably had his best game as a New York Giant week one versus the Broncos. I mean, he had really good games last year. The most noticeable one I could think of off the bat would probably be the Seattle game. This going over the tape, this is probably his best game ever as a New York Giant. I mean, he played great. It was pretty much a 69 grade PFF grade. He had a total of 61 snaps, no sacks, no penalties. He just played a really clean game. Probably had like one or two maybe really bad reps. Wasn't really, really bad, but pretty bad reps. Everything else really solid. He really contained Reed on the outside. He's now really setting his foot where he's not scared to get beat inside. He's setting that back right foot correctly now. He's making sure he's punching first. And even if he's missing his punches, he's still athletic enough to gain back his momentum. So Andrew Thomas is playing very well. It's really what we like to see because we don't want Daniel Jones' blind side also being unprotected. So, look, Andrew Thomas just has to continue. I mean, he has a guy – he's going up against a guy he has a little experience with. He played him last year twice, and he played pretty well against him. So we're hoping that continues tonight. We really need that. Out of all nights, this is the night. And I was talking to my friend the other day, and he was bringing up the Daniel Jones stats against Washington. I'm like, honestly, I could care less about the 4-0 record. Just win tonight. Just win tonight. Like, if we lose tonight, I could care less about all of it. If we win, I mean, yeah, we could start saying, oh, 5-0, 5-0, in which I don't really care. Like, I keep saying I don't care about last year. I care about this year. I want this win is probably the most important win out of all the Redskins wins. Well, I keep saying Redskins, all the Washington wins Daniel Jones has had. So, look, we need this win. It's a huge win. It's a division opponent. You know, we have the Falcons next week. Don't want to get too much into that, but, you know, if we win this game, I like our chances next week. I really do. I like our chances. We need to get the run game going. It's essential in this game. I'm not asking for a monster game by any means from Saquon. And, you know, reports coming out, some reports, he's maybe not playing. But I'm really, really crossing my fingers that he does play. And if he does... like I said, I'm not expecting a crazy game from Saquon, but we do need much more production than when we got week one, along with Devontae Booker. And look, if Devontae Booker is not creating anything, if he's not gaining any yardage, why not go with Garrett Brightwell? Why not bring in the young, fresh legs? Like, I hope we see that tonight. Actually, I hope we don't, because I hope we get the run game going. But, like, if we don't get the run game going, I hope we see a little bit of Gary Brightwell. Because, like I said, Devontae Booker, not the best guy at reading blocks, not the best guy at making cuts. One thing I will give to Devontae Booker, he is a pretty good blocking running back. You know, we obviously remember that block he had. I'm pretty sure it was on Reed that created the Sterling Shepard touchdown for Daniel Jones with Andrew Thomas. It was a little chip block there. But yeah, Devontae Booker is a pretty good blocker. I'm pretty sure that's part of the reason why we signed him. Yeah, we just need a big game from the run game. We know Evan Ingram's out. I don't know if anyone knew that yet, but Evan Ingram is officially out. Shane LeMahieu's out. Saquon questionable. And another key to this game would have to be, as everyone knows, Jason Garrett's play calling. Jason Garrett's play calling has to expand right now. No, right now. Or this is his last season with the New York Giants. You know, we can't just have these, you know, these short intermediate concepts with these curl routes. And we need more. We need more go routes. We need more things to expand down the field. I'm not asking to continue to take shots every chance you get, but like, we need to take some shots. We need to take much more shots than we already do. I think Daniel Jones had like a total of two actual deep downfield shots his first game against Denver. We need more of that. And obviously the one he completed, Darius Slayton, on the free play. So look, we need more of it. We have the 50-50 ball catcher in Kenny Golladay. Sterling Shepard is also kind of one. He's also said he wouldn't mind at all being used to go downfield. Darius Slayton, we know he has kind of the dropsies, but he makes the plays a lot downfield. Most of his plays have come from downfield. Most of his drops have come from that, like, medium, short, intermediate range. But in general, he has to stop dropping the balls. But I would expect a big game from guys like Darius Slayton tonight. Look, we need this win. And, like, the defense, I already talked about it a little bit. We need to create pressure. I know we were, like, third in pressures week one in the NFL. We need to get to the quarterback now. Enough with the creating pressure. We need to get to the quarterback. We need to bring him down. It's all about field position in the NFL. Move them back as much as you can. Get them out of the red zone. You just got to complete the play. Lorenzo Carter needs to get to the quarterback. Aziz needs to get to the quarterback. O'Shea needs to get to the quarterback. Dexter Lawrence had a great game against Denver. It doesn't really show up in the stat sheet, but he was moving those guards like nothing. He was throwing them like ragdolls in his first in week one. So I don't expect any drop-off from Dexter. I expect pressure up the middle from Dexter and Leo. It's just the guys on the edge got to complete their tasks. Secondary, as we all know, has to play better, specifically Adoree Jackson, specifically Jabril Peppers. And we could say James Bradbury, too. I would expect him to play a little better. He does have a really tough assignment today with Terry McLaurin. We had a crazy catch the other week. But secondary just has to play better in general. Xavier McKinney has to play a little better. These guys have to avoid Taylor Heinicke making plays on his feet. Because that's exactly what he's going to probably try to do. We kind of have to have the same concept of containing the pocket, you know, collapsing it. Taylor Heinicke, he's not a world beater, but, you know, he does try to make plays with his legs. That's what Joe Judge was kind of trying to say the other day at his presser was, you can't sleep on Taylor. I'm not sleeping on the guy. I mean, I watched him in the playoffs. I'm not saying he's something to really, really look forward to watching and stuff for Washington fans. But, you know, he's no scrub. You know, he's a pretty good quarterback. He knows what he's doing out there. He's moved around a lot. He's a little bit of a journeyman. I think he's been on like five or six teams or so. But, yeah, I mean, he's ready to take that QB1 role. So, you know, you expect him to bring his best today. He's definitely trying to win it. We don't know how long Fitz is going to be out. But, yeah, if I had to give you guys my X factor of the game, it would have to be Kenny Golladay. You know, slash, you could put the running game also. Running game is very essential for this game, but it'd be Kenny Golladay. Kind of what I've harped on the last podcast is I think we need to target Kenny more in the red zone. We didn't see that at all. Basically, it was just one play. They tried to target him, and it was a pretty bad route. You know, the defender was all over him. But we need to target Kenny much more on the end zone. It just gives us a better opportunity to win. I like my matchup, Kenny versus any of the cornerbacks Washington has. You know, target your big targets, Kyle Rudolph, Kenny Galladay. You know, just better concepts in the red zone for Jason Garrett. He needs to get that down. We won't win any games. I mean, Jason Garrett just has to expand a little bit. Hopefully we have Kadarius Toney out there today. Hopefully, you know, he does something to excite the fans a little bit about that selection. So far, it's not looking so well. I mean, my suggestion of taking worse last year, Rashawn Slater this year, looks much better than what we have right now. But obviously, I'm not the GM, not yet anyway. But that'll be the Washington preview. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be that long because, I mean, we all know Washington. We all know what they bring. We all know how important this game is. If you guys want me to give a score prediction, look, I got the last score prediction pretty wrong. But I'm going to have to go with New York Giants take the win 23-20. I think it's going to be another close game. Not too much high scoring, but I think a little more than what people think. I've been seeing a lot of predictions. It's like 16-13 or 12-9, like some crazy low predictions for this game. I don't think the offenses are that bad. I expect the Giants offense to be out there a little more today because I think our defense really steps up today. So I think it's going to be one of those games of last year that it really does come down to our offense. I think our defense is going to take care of it, but it's going to really come down to our offense. And hopefully I'm right on that, and hopefully our offense comes through. But with that being said, if you guys want to reach me, my Twitter is DailyGmen. I'm on there all day. I'll be on there tonight. I can't wait to be watching the game tonight in prime time. I actually get to watch this and sit down. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful day. I'll be dropping a podcast tomorrow morning to review this game from tonight. Hopefully it's a win, because then we'll all be in great spirits. We'll all be in good moods. But with that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be leaving. Goodbye.